Gedvach. We're up to Kufayin Hey Sif Beis. Hopefully the next few Sifim will go easier, and I hope to cover Mitzvah Hashem if we have Yatzlach to cover four Sifim this evening. But before I do so, it's Kedai Techaza, the Yisoidis, what came out of Sif Aleph. This Sifim is talking about the Isser of Paiskim. When are you allowed to be Paisik? When are you allowed to go contractually, go into a deal with the seller, make up a price in advance, and pay him up front, and lock in the price. We discussed last week what happens if you only pay a deposit. We had Fashid in the Heterim and different Ofanim. It was interesting, I just grabbed a saw, an Ofan that the Achronim discussed. We were discussing cases like by builders, where the house is not finished yet, other types of cases like that. I saw tonight that one of the Heintikas Forum talks about even a caterer. The tain is that even though the halacha is that poiskin on schirs, which means Hashem and kufayin vav, the halacha is that poiskin on schirs is much easier. It means if you get a worker to work for you and you're paying him in advance and locking in a price, that will be easier. So a caterer on his malacha, we can get by. But he says that on the foods that he prepares and sells for you, and right now it's an einla, he doesn't have those foods ready yet. And if you can dan it as it's loyotza shar because it's not benimsa to be gotten right now, there might be a problem of paiskin, and you'll have to have the other term. Again, that's if you would pay up in advance. My understanding is you don't, you only pay a deposit, and once you only pay a deposit, we've had the heta of the Masham last week, that as long as you pay it just a nominal amount, just to convey that you're serious and you're willing to go through the deal, but it's not like you're giving a havah to get the deal working. It's not because your 20% or 10% that you put down, that's what makes it that price is locked in. It's in the kudu just as that should show that you are serious about the deal and you're not going to back out. Mamela, that's not a problem of a place mitzad that deposit. But if you give a larger amount, clearly then you're going to have a problem. Obviously, every industry is a kafili industry. What the normal amount that you give as a deposit, just to convey that you're serious in the contract, but not because you're giving the seller access to the money. Okay, so basically what came out in Sif Aleph was that you're allowed to be paiskin, alperis, even if it's an ein loy, if it's yotza hashar. We discussed it's a machloikis, machab, and ramo, what type of hashar is necessary. So machab says that you need the middle shar, and the Ramah paskins even the lowest shahr. That means the Mechaba holds that the shahr has to be stable enough that it will last for, let's say, a week, or last for some time, that will give both the seller and the buyer the ability to purchase it on the market if they would need to do so at a leisurely, at a convenient pace. They don't have to run there right now. And the Ramah holds that no, you don't even need that shahr. It's only an Issa Drabban, and Yesh Lakov Issa Drabban, Machlekes Rishonim, how we pass against the different Ramahs, Paskins Lakula, that no, you can get away even with the lowest shahr, and that is as long as the market is kavua enough that the seller right now has the ability to run to the market and buy it. So I don't know what you need then, but it doesn't have to be at a leisurely pace. Even if it's quicker than that, that's also enough. Maybe a day is enough, whatever it is, depending on the thing. And that's how we paskin. We paskin like the Ramah. What we're going to see tonight in Mitzvah Shema, Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, different types of Sha'arim. And then when we get to Sif Dalet, then we're going to discuss the dinam of Yeshloi. That means even if it's lo yatzah shar, but you'll have a heta al Yeshloi. And we'll discuss, hopefully, if she's in the cases. Let's take one sif. They like the sifim. Let's take one at a time. Sif Beis. Hayu hakadoshes b'medina dalit zayin besela. If you would like to get new chitin, fresh chitim, then they charge dalit zayin besela. It's cheaper. You can take dalit zayin besela. They're not dried out yet, so they're not as valuable because it will be harder to ground up, to make flour out of. The yishanis, but the old chitin, the ones that are already dried out, that's easier to work with, more valuable, that's shloisha besela. That you only can get 3 pounds, 3 zayin besela. So here you have two different items. It's really the same min, the both chitim. One is chadoshes, that's inferior quality, so therefore you can get dalet zayin besela, and yishanis hashloisha besela. The halach is ein paiskin, you're not allowed to be paisik on this, at sheyetza hashar lechodesh el yashin. You can't be paisik until the shah comes out, both for the chodesh and for the yashin. What does that mean? Let's see the tzad sifkot and beis. Taisa zeh loshon Rambam. The words in the Mechaba are the same loshon as the Rambam. And what does this mean? Because of Azeh Magid Mishnah, the mashon from this loshon ein paiskin without any exception, just ein paiskin. Shafila al yishanis begimel ein paiskin. Not only can't you be paisik on the chadoshes bedalid, but you can't even be paiskin al yishanis begimel. What's wrong? The shah came out already, begimel. We had our halacha before. As long as the yotza shah, everything's fine. What could be the problem? So, like the Magen Mishnah, this is an exception. Vatam, the chol sheyesh chilek bein chadash liyoshin. If it's the same min, and you see that there's a difference, there's a discrepancy in price between new chitim and old chitim, lahav a shah kavua klal. You can't be soida, it can't be a shah kavua. If you have the same item that carries two different sharim, even though it's not mamish the same, right? One is kadosh, one is shonis. But if you have the same item that carries two different sharim, then we know that either shar is really not set and stable, because you see they're eventually going to meet each other or get closer to each other, and if you never know where the shar is going to land. Sha'asid liyo is shavyon, because eventually their real value, their real price is going to be oi be'echad. It's going to end up being one of the other. It has to be one, either this or that, or even better yet, or pachas. It might even be pachas mehen or yaisa. Could even be less than the three or more than the four. You never know where it's going to land. So therefore, because of a discrepancy in price, that dictates it's as if there's no shah. If there's no shah, then halacha is ein paiskin, unless it's yesha, we're going to learn. But if it's ein loy, you can't rely on this shah. That's the Shita of Rambam, and Lukhari the Makabe goes with the Shita. Now, if you learn, okay, Abba Batur, he brings down the Machlek. Is Abba Batur Kosov? Not like that. What does it mean when he ties up the Gemara, the Ein Paiskin? Eino Yocho Lifsoik Shiitin Loi, Afila Mikadoshes. You can't be Paisik to get Mikadoshes. Umisha Balabai is Dalet Soim Besela. Mashma, Homichadosh is begimel, a kosher can Yishon is begimel paisik. That you could do. The Yishon is shar is a good shar, the Torah says. And that's how Rashi goes. The Yishon is shar is a good shar. What is a problem is only the Chadoshes. And the reason why the Chadoshes is a problem is not anything wrong with the shar. The Yishar of Chadoshes is also good for Dalet. Because if the Yishon is shar is good for Gimel, then the Chadosh Yishar has to be good for Dalet. So why is the Gemara say Ein Paiskin on the Chadoshes? The reason is, if you skip towards the end of the Taz, he says like five lines at the end, Vatam, the Chadoshes midalid. You know why you're not allowed to do that? It's not because there's something wrong with the Shah. The Shah is fine. It's a new problem. Mishum Shalayev Shukala Tzarech Hadayin, because it's not fully dried up. Vapaisek al Chadoshes, when you go to a seller and you ask him to provide you flour, to provide you chitim over the year, even though now they're kadoshes, but when you're expecting delivery in 3 months' time, then they're going to be yeshonis, then they're going to be fully dried out. So kum teitz, apais al kadoshes lo yikablu mimeno akshav. You're not getting them the way they are now. El lekashis yavshu kozorkum. You're going to get them later on when they're going to be yavish. Oh, we'll get to yesh. 1 second. So kum teitz, if you're only going to get them later, it means you're expecting delivery yeshonis. Since you're expecting delivery yeshanis, so the shar for chadoshes doesn't help you. That's what the Taz fears are. So lefizeh, if you taka kishem mekabel anshav, you're going to ask him for delivery in a few days from now, where you're still going to get chadoshes. And echanam midenim yeshu yeshu lo moto, that's not a problem. What we're talking about, according to Rashi in the Torah, what we're talking about is that you're going over to a seller, and there's no market for yeshanis, let's say, or the market for yeshanis is only 3 son besela, but you don't want that. You want more. You want 4 son besela. And you're going to use an excuse, hey, but the shah chadoshes is out for 4 son besela. So, Rashi, that's not going to help you, because if you would want chadoshes taka, it would work. But the fact that you want the chadoshes that's out there in the market now, but you don't want it delivered like that, you're waiting for delivery after it becomes yeshanis. So basically what you're doing is you're asking for yeshanis. So if you're asking for yeshanis, you can't ask for dalet zayin besela. You'll have to be limited to the market price of yeshanis, which is only gimel zayin besela. So according to Rashi, it's a very simple gemara. It's no nuchidushim in sha'arim. Like the Rambam shad, It's a chiddush that as long as the two sha'arim don't meet, then we never know where it's going to land, and as if there's no sha'ar at all. Seifa kadosh, seifa yishanis. According to Rashi, the sha'arim are fine. That's not the problem. What the problem is that what you're asking for is really yishanis. Even though there's a sha'ar nafka kadosh, but you're asking for yishanis. And if the whole het is also the sha'ar, then you're limited to the sha'ar's price. You can't get more than the sha'ar's price. If you're relying on the sha'ar, you got to go with the sha'ar's price. That's Rashi. And that's what the Taz says. Come to Israel, Rashi. If you're asking for chadashes, that would be fine. Or if you're asking yeshonis for gimel, son, vasela, that would also be fine. Okay, now, what would be about yeshlai? Right now we're talking about yatzah shah. So Shmuel Mecha wants to know what was going to be about yeshlai. So let's say, if you go like the first pshat of the Rambam, that the whole problem here is only exactly a problem in sha'arim, that the sha'arim don't meet. So, in Echanami Yeshlai, as we're going to learn in Sev Dalet, Yeshlai is a simple letter. It has nothing to do with Charim. If you have it, you're allowed to sell it. So, Memele, if the guy would have the wheat, that would be fine. Now, if the problem here is like Rashi, so then you have to know what is the guy Yeshlai. If he's Yeshlai Yeshanis, so good, so you can be Paisakal Yeshanis, because then tight. But what happens if he's only Yeshlai and Chadoshis? The only thing he has in stock in his warehouse is chadashes. The season just started. All he has is chadashes. They didn't dry out yet. And now he wants to be paisik on the yeshlei that he has. He wants to be paisik. Does he have a het to out yeshlei? So to remind the Eilim, we once had in Kufa and Gimel a din by Deluim, Kari, that if a guy has a melon, a cucumber, whatever it is, that's a zeras, a half an amma long, and you want it to be delivered at the end of the season when it's going to be an amma long, and it's memela karabo, it grows by itself, things happen by itself, the mechaber says over there that it has a halacha of yeshlei. That's as if it's yeshlei, because you're being paisik on this item that I have, and this item that I have is going to turn into the item that you need. It's going to turn into an amma. There was one provision, and that is that it has to be the derech to sell it as is, even a size of a zeres. So as long as it's a normal type of a mechir, because people sell it as the half-size cucumbers and melons, then you could already be placing on a full-size cucumber and melon, because that's the yeshlei who will go. So here too, this is kind of the same thing. If we'll say that it's the norm for people to already be paisken to purchase chadashes type of wheat and store it themselves, then even if they ask to be paisik on it, and the guy has chadashes, that will be fine, because even though it's going to be delivered as yeshanis, but that's memela, the process, the drying out process comes from memela, and that will be yeshlei. That would be according to Rashi. There happens to be a ritva, who says not like that, l'chayr, it should come out like if not like that. The ritva says a slightly different pshat in Rashi, and the ritva says that the problem here is because over time, it loses stuff. Right? When it dries out, it shrinks and becomes small. So let's say the guy has 1 pound of apples now. If it's over time, it's going to shrink. It's going to shrink to 3/4 of a pound. That's what the Rav says, and that's why by Yeshonis he has a problem. That's his spin on the halacha, why you can't be paisken halacha kadosh, because it's going to turn into Yeshonis. So the shar for kadoshes doesn't work for the shai Yeshonis, because the shar for kadoshes was dalet sign besela. Good, but that dalet sign is that they're going to turn over time into gimel sign. So therefore you can't have the cake. You can't have the dalet sign and still have it besela of Yeshonis, because there is no such musig of a shar for dalet sign Yeshonis besela. Later Ritva, if the guy's going to have Yeshua, let's say only four sayin, then to deliver later on four sayin would not be a het of Yeshlai, because by that time it would shrink down to three sayin. So that won't work. Okay, but that's the shot is just a mitzias. But yes, in concept, conceptually, site late the Ramam Pshat, site late Ranji Pshat, if you'll have Yeshlai, you'll have a heter over here. All right, it's a simple halacha. Let's move on to Siv Gimel. Hayu chitin shel lekutais. A different type of play on the sha'arim. You know what, maybe I should add, this machloikis between the Rambam and Tur, whether the sha'arim that have a discrepancy and eventually you see going to move, so you can't rely on such a sha'ar. I didn't see anyone, but l'dayti, I think it's pasha, that it's just a sha'ar mitzias. Because we already know in the Mechab and Ramon, Sif Aleph, there's a machloikis Mechab and Ramon, what type of sha'ar do you need? Do you need a sha'ar that's going to last? The medium shah, let's say a shah is going to last for a week, or do you need the lower shah, the shah is going to last for a day or two, whatever it is. So, tell me, it's just a shah l'metziah. It's like you have a discrepancy of the shah. So let's say the Rambam learned the Gemara, that discrepancy of shah means that it's going to move, it's going to fluctuate, it's not going to stay there. So Bishlam with the Rambam and the Mechab, who paskins in Sif Aleph, that you need the medium shah, and it's got, which means, let's say, it has to stay there for a week till I could leisurely get to the market. So then I could hear that if it's a discrepancy, the Chadoshes go for 4 and the Yeshanas go for 3, then I hear the Svar of the Magen Mishnah, you see the discrepancy, you know it's going to fluctuate. So, I mean, I don't know the Metzias, but let's say the Metzias was, it will fluctuate over time, so by the end of the week, it's not going to be at that shy. So the Rambam literally does it, and the Machaber literally does it, Taka has a problem. But we pass like the Rama and Sif Aleph, that you don't need that shy. All you need is the lowest shy, as long as you can get it now, within a day, let's say, you can get it now, you can go to a market right now and get that stuff, get the merchandise, get the fruit, whatever it is. So then, even if you tell me that there's a discrepancy, and even if you tell me that the discrepancy causes a fluctuation, that the market is not stable, who cares? In order for it to be a problem, it would have to be so unstable that this discrepancy indicates that it's going to fluctuate now, it's going to fluctuate today. Be right, it's not so unstable, it's going to stay like this for a day or two, then who cares, it's going to fluctuate by the end of the week. I still have the heta of the shar. The shar shel ayar is the smaller shar. Now the Rambam didn't argue on the Mechabe here. Maybe you could kedarka because he does argue unless it's a dov of mafush. Maybe you could attach the Mechabe like the tour, or maybe he's talking about such a case that the discrepancy causes that it's going to fluctuate immediately. But what I'm trying to bring out is really the mitzias is a non-issue because we already know how to don a shar. We already know in Sevalu we have a machlekes. If it's going to last a week, it's good for the Mechabe, and if it's going to last for let's say a day or two, it's good for the Rambam. So if you tell me even when it has a discrepancy, it's going to fluctuate, you have to determine how soon is it going to fluctuate, and as long as it stays like that for a day or two, you already have the Ramah, so the whole thing is a non-issue. Basically, what you have to know is, do you have Shar Shel Ayaris? Sorry? No, I have no problem, but why didn't the Ramah say something on the Mechabe? If the Mechabe is Stimus HaMash Mois, the Losh in the Mechabe indicates like the Rambam, because it's just its aim place, much aim place in cloud, so if had he held like Rashi, he should have said so. And even if he held like the Rambam, he should say, well, you have to know how soon is it going to fluctuate. You have to know, I don't know why the Rambam wasn't, you know, mentioned, especially since the Torah is mashal. Not like, okay, good. But I'm just saying, for us, how to apply today. Obviously, we're not talking about Kadosh and Yishonis in today's environment, right? So you want to know how to apply this halacha today. I think it's a non-issue, because I think this halacha is the same thing as Sif Aleph. Do you have Shar Shel Ayaris or not? If you have it, then fine. All right. Sif Gimel.
Like the Rambam, the fact that the Chadashis of the Dalet and the Yishonis of the Gimel, that wasn't the normal, or that was just, it happened to be like...
Right now, the season just started. So
it didn't happen every time.
So apparently not. He said the Magen Mishnah Taisha of the Rambam that as long as it describes, eventually they're going to meet each other. Now, how could they meet each other? Mamish is hard because one's inferior, right? One's Chadash, one's Yishonis. But I guess it's not so inferior. There's not really such a difference. Maybe there are Milas and Chadashes, like the Gemara says, and then the Vazov. There's a Mila Chadashes that it could last longer. So even the Yishonis might be superior quality because I can make flour now, but it'll spoil in a year. Chadashes will spoil in a year and a half. So it could be miles each way, and eventually they're going to land at the same price. People,
generally speaking, they had the same shire.
Correct.
For some odd reason now, the shire went.
Right. Correct. I don't know if you can apply to such a mitzvah today. I don't have offhand a dogma. All right. Gimel. Fifth Gimel. Hayuchitin shel lakutais. What is a lakutais? The Gemara says Lakuti Basa Lakuti. It means Aniyim are going around getting leket, right? Pish Aniyim hamalaktim leket shikhu peya. What's the significance? The significance is that their quality is not great. In there is going to be mixed other types of peyas. Instead of chitin, you're going to have shifon, you can have other things mixed in there. It's not going to be grade A quality. And their chitin, which is grade B quality, they sell it for dalat soin besela. The Shel Balabayis, but the Balabayis, which is superior quality, which is 100% chitin, nothing mixed in, that goes for Gimel. So now you have the superior chitin for Gimel Tzayim B'Selah, and inferior chitin, because it's mixed chitin, for Dalet Tzayim B'Selah. So the halacha is, Paisik l'lakutis k'shar l'lakutis. You can be paisik for the l'lakutis k'shar l'lakutis. It means if you want to purchase from an ani, even he doesn't have it yet, you're allowed to purchase from him for Dalet Tzayim B'Selah. What he's going to deliver is this inferior quality, and that's already Yotzeh Hashan. V'lo Yifsoik, however, you're now allowed to be poetic l'Balabayis. You can approach a Balabayis and ask him also to give you Dalet Tzayim B'Selah. At Sheyikva Hashar l'Balabayis, until the Shah is kavua for Balabayis, how much a Balabayis would sell them. What does this mean? So it means like this. If you want to go to a Bala Bayis and get from the Bala Bayis Gimul Soin Bezela, that already has Yotza Shar for it. It means the superior quality, it's Yotza Shar, it's Gimul Soin Bezela. If you want to go for a Loka to get Dalit Soin Bezela, the inferior quality is also good, because that's Yotza Shar. But you want to go to a Bala Bayis and get inferior quality stuff for Dalit Soin Bezela, that you can't do. Koshikin, you can't go to a Bala Bayis and ask for superior quality Dalit Soin Bezela. That means if you want Dalit Soin Bezela, that you can't do from a Bala Bayis. Gimul Soin Bezela, you could do from a Bala Bayis, and Dalit Soin from Lakutis, you could. Why is it different than Sif Beis? So the Taz points out, in Sif Beis we're talking about Be'etzim, the same Min Chitim. So Chadash Yishonah, that's really not a difference, it's the same Min Chitim. So we know that the discrepancy in price indicates that there is really no Shar Kavua. Here there's two different types of Minim. There's the grade A Min, is a Chitim which is pure Chitim, 100% Chitim, and then there's a grade B that has mixed in Shifun and other items mixed in. So this is, the discrepancy is not an indication that they're going to eventually meet. Fakir, Lo'ilam Vaed, the price for Chitim from a Bala Bayis is more than the price of Chitim for a Lokot. So each Shar independently is a good Shar. The problem just is you can't, you know, play the game. You can't go to a Bala Bayis and ask him to deliver Dalit Soin Bezela. His Shar is Gimul Soin Bezela. Now, what the Gemara... Oh. So the Mashmais of the Mechab is that you're not allowed to even ask from the Bala Bayis, even Dalit Soin of Lakutis Bezela. You can't even ask the inferior quality for a seller. So what's the reason? So if you look in the Tasif Katan Dalit, the Gemara explains why you can't go over to the Bala Bayis and ask him for Dalit Soin Bezela Stam, without any explanation. You know, you just want Dalit Soin Bezela. So the Gemara says, Mefarish HaGemara Zaktotaz, Bishleim to go over to a Lokit, Ilesle, he doesn't have it, so what? But Yazif Malokit Chavri, he's not ashamed, he can go over to his friend the Ani, right, in the same business, this is what they do for a living, they collect Leket, to go over to his friend and borrow from his friend, that's not a problem. Have a Bala Bayis, Ilesle, we're talking about, he doesn't have it. Zila de Milsa, for him it's embarrassing, it's below his dignity. Lemezif Milokit, to go over to Ani and borrow from an Ani, Lokit. Means you need over here, since the Shar is not 100% Kavua, because it's at the beginning of the season, you need over here the concept, and that we shouldn't point out places, you need over here the ability not only to be able to buy it on the market, but also to be able to borrow it from somebody else. So a Lokit, an Ani, could borrow from another Ani, but a Bala Bayis, an Ashi, is not going to go borrow from an Ani. And the only people who have access to these type of quality are the Aniyim, the people who go around and get Lekit. So therefore, he doesn't have the ability to go borrow, so for him, it's not going to be a Heta. For a Bala Bayis, you can't be Paisik on this inferior quality. That's the first shot.
Why would the Bala Bayis be selling this? Obviously, he has it.
Now, maybe he'll go in the market and purchase it later on, or maybe eventually he'll get it, he'll purchase it from the Aniyim. But right now, they say, Taisa says that the ability to purchase from Aniyim right now is not enough, even though normally Yotza Shar is enough, the fact that you can just purchase it. Taisa says here you need more, you have to have the ability to even borrow too. The fact that you can just purchase is not enough, because it's not a real set in Shar, it's just the beginning of the season, so it doesn't count yet. So the Gemara's first territory is because the Bala Bayis can get it. In a way, it's like Lo Yotza Shar, because what you need is the ability to borrow, and he doesn't have that. The Ibai same as the Gemara, man do you have Zuzi Labal... Later on, when it settles, if it'll have it, yesh lo, fine. But more into the season, that will also be fine. If you tell me more into the season, when it's mamish widespread, that anim already have, you know, they're selling, they opened up shops, so then you don't need the ability to borrow. So the Bala Bayis is entitled just like anyone else. He can go buy it on the market. If it's yesh lo today. If it's yesh lo today, it's not a problem. V'boi seima, now there comes a second terrace. V'boi seima, man do you have zuzi le Bala Bayis, min astam, son who buys payers from a Bala Bayis, a peri shapiri yov. His intention is to get good quality. If you go to a Bala Bayis and you tell him you want goods delivered, and then later on he's going to deliver you the inferior quality, you're going to have a taina. That wasn't what the deal was made on. So Zokta Ta is beautiful, it's really a Rashba who says this. Venira, the Yesh Nafkusa Mine, Ben Anak Shnei Terutzim. What is the chilik between these two Terutzim? I have a chilik, Zokta Anafkamino. Linyid, Im Oma Bala Bayis Behedya. If you go over to Bala Bayis and you contractually make up with him, Lehedya, Yavina Lacha Pera Dolakit, I will give you the inferior quality then it's going to come out. Liti Ruta Kam is also why, because you need the ability to borrow and the Zila Beilam Evile Ezek Amalokot V'yitin L'mishalok. He doesn't have he's embarrassed to go approach a locket to borrow from him. So eventually he's going to give his own goods a better quality, and that you now let her do. But a latir sheni, but if you go like the second teretz of the Gemara, that the only reason why this is us is because it's understood that you're trying to be paisik on the superior quality, on the balabaitis goods, so then it's going to come out to be tzmuta bezer, because if you make up lahed, you want the inferior quality, and for that it's yatzah shah, that's fine. So comes out, there'll be a nafkamina, this too. This shaila that Mesh is raising will be an afkamina between the two terutzim, and he says because atush afilu metvus loket lo yifsekim balabayis. Why? Because vaynik terutz kama the chumri is passing the chumra. Vechen yesh lechav and divrei hashulchan aruch kan that when he says the lo yifsek means lo yifsek klalim balabayis betvus loket of a balabayis begimel vaday shari. So you want to know why you can't be paisek begimel for amdalit balabayis even tvus aloket? It's because we go like the first teretz the chumra that you need to have the ability to borrow. And a balabais, he has the ability to borrow, but you know and I know he's not going to borrow because he's embarrassed to do so. So it's as if it's lo yotza ashar. Okay, that's the halacha. All right. Let's move on. We have a heta of yeshla. Let's move on to siv dalet. So basically, again, this siv gimel, I know a practical application really. Shailas of how to dan sharem. What you see from here is maybe an union that if it's the beginning of the season and the shah is not a real shah yet, then you have to have ability according to the Tais. It says, types up the Gemara like that, that you need to have the ability to borrow as well. And if you don't have that ability, then it blives like lo yotzai shah. Maybe that's how you could take. I'm not even sure I have a practical application for that either. All right, let's move on. Imhoya. Now this halacha sifdal is very important. This halacha is that you're allowed to be poisek on yeshloi. And what we see from this halacha is the yeshloi doesn't have to be a full yeshloi. Even if it's not a finished product, it's still a raw product. The halacha is how raw is it allowed to be. And let's see it. Zakta mechab, imhoya l'moicha, if the moicha has, me'oisei hamin, he has what you want to be poisek. Even though it's raw, it's not finished, the product's not finished yet, you're allowed to be paisik, provided whatever you're being paisik, he has. That means if he has 10 pounds, you can't be paisik 100 pounds, you're only allowed to be paisik. It's a concept we discussed many times, that even though lagabi the heta of saw of the saw, we know that you don't need to have the entire saw. If you yeshloi ma'at, you could be paisik in a love harbe. When you exchange min for the same min, that is a heta. Even ma'at is considered a heta for paiskin. But when it comes to mecha kumemka, like this type of a case, you've been giving money and you want in return goods, there to have a heta of yeshla, you have to have the entire amount that you're contractually going into. So we're here, that's what the Makaba says. Ad kedei asher sheyeshla, there's a tazis diik in the Makaba, that leisagi kanem yeshla ma'at me'yosim min. It's not going to work, even shemechu from mechira, you need to have the entire min. So, okay, but I'm allowed to have akadeh shir sheyeshlai, even though it wasn't nigmar malachtoi, and even though, Zakta Makaba, Afa Pisha Adayin lo yotza ashar, even though there's lo yotza ashar and it's not fully finished, I still have a het of yeshlai. Now, what does it mean? How raw does it have to be? Or how raw can it be? Vahu, Zakta Makaba, Shaloye Machusa, Elo, Melacha Achaz. Provided it's only missing one melacha, oibes, or two melachas. If it's missing one or two malachas, that's already considered yeshlai.
Yeah, what's
missing? Aval in mechusa gimel malachas. If it's missing three malachas, that's also. What is considered a malacha? A malacha is a stage, a process. So let's take an example: a piece of furniture. So if I go over to a guy. He has wood, nails, glue in his shop, and I want to purchase from him a piece of furniture. He doesn't have the piece of furniture made yet. So you want to say, but it's Yeshlai, he has all the materials. So the Gemara has a lot of the Gemara. He's got the Mishnah, the Gemara goes through. I don't know why the Mechaba doesn't mean that any of them, but they're like, I don't know, five the Gemara is put down in the Gemara. But let's take this case of furniture. So what does he have to do? First, he has to cut it down to size. So that's one stage, one process called cutting. Then he might have to, I don't know, he might have to sand it. It's a second process. Or let's say he's putting formica, he'll have to lay a glue on it, that's the second process, stick on the formica, he might have to, I don't know when they do the cutting of the formica, but if they do that afterwards, so that's a third process of cutting the formica. Besides, screwing the nails in, that's a fourth process. So he has a bunch of processes to go, and if you're staining the furniture, so you have to cut it down to size, screw it together, sand it, stain it, and then I guess shellac it on top. I don't know how they make sure that the stain doesn't come off. So that's five processes. That lives like ain't like. But let's say the guy already has the furniture cut down, and it's very screwed together, just as raw. You just see it's a wood color. And all he needs now is to stain it and shellac it. I'm assuming that's two I don't know much about furniture, but I'm assuming there's only two processes left. That's fine. That blives the eishlai. So you could go over to a guy who has a piece of furniture that's raw, and you could ask him, you know, maybe Bedavka keeps the rocks, so you could choose the stain you'd like. No problem. That's considered already Yeshlai. Let's say you'll have a guy who has a couch. The furniture's made, but it's not upholstered. That's it. Right. It's not upholstered yet. So if that's one process to upholster, that's fine. But if you tell me that chutz from the process of upholstering, you also have to cut down the material. I don't know if you could debatable. I don't know how it works. But if you have to, A, cut down the material to size, and then sew it together around the cushion or whatever it is, that might be two processes. But two processes also fine. Three processes, you have a problem. Really, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, how to touch up this Mishnah. The Mishnah's Mavu, you don't have to have the end Gemara Malacha. And as machlekes, Rav holds that the cutoff point is this halacha. We pass him like Rav. The cutoff point is two malachas is fine, three malachas is a problem. Shmuel says that anything is biyad adam, even a million processes, that's fine. So I mean, late Shmuel, you go over the guy, you want to buy furniture, and he has all the materials, that's fine. Unusual ruach shena metzuya that day, so the winnowing blives bidei shemaim. The Gemara gets around it, says, no, I can take a fan, so I can do it bidei adam. But if something would be bidei shemaim, that would be a problem. That's Shmuel's halakha, but we don't pass on like Shmuel. Like Shmuel, I think in today's day it would be much easier to go like Shmuel, because then anything bidei adam, most things are bidei adam, anything bidei adam is already shen yesh. But we don't pass on like Shmuel, we pass on like Rav, and that is that you're limited to two malachas. If you have two malachas, it's mutter even if one of them is bidei shemaim, the Shach points out, because we pass on like Rav. If you look in the Shach of Konches, I feel aim biyad olagami el bidei shemaim, it's mutter. The ikud dekud is two processes left or three processes left. You have two, it's fine. Three is a problem. Let's say in the graphics industry, right? So he has to design the graphics. So that's called the design is one process. Then he'll have to print the graphics. That will be a second process. Or
that's what I'm going to ask. The printing aspect itself, is that considered one process? Or do you look at each stage, each color they print on?
Or they do a little different levels of printing. I mean, they don't print on one machine in one shot?
Yeah, it's one machine. But that one machine takes it and...
Anyway, I think if you press...
And cuts it, that...
Oh, no, the cutting could be another process.
One machine that does all...
Yeah, okay, but what I mean to say is printing by Shehu is one process. Right. So the printing on the problem, but if then you're going to get folding and then you're going to get cutting, that's additional processes, even though it's easy and even though it's biyadai...
One machine.
I think even as one machine, it could be.
And besides, in printing.
Oh, wait, you're pressing one button and it does everything.
If you did it, then you're also one.
No, no, he skipped a major thing. Before you print it, you have to set it up. That moment's a separate model.
What do you mean? That is design.
No,
do the design.
Design is first you have to figure out what you're going to do. Then you have to set up.
Wait a minute, you have to make the graphics on the page, you look how it sees, it doesn't look so good, you add a little color, you add a little graying, and you take a picture and you backdrop, that's design. So even though design could take you 10 hours, but there's one process called design. See, they go by processes, it's not by time. So the process called design, then you have another process called printing. So that's the second process. If you have to, LaMarshall, make plates.
Printer, you have to even put the colors that you want to use in the right places.
What do you mean? That's part of design. When I made the design, you do that already.
One designing or the printing?
What are you talking about?
When you design something, you have to sit and think, and like you said, on the computer, you figure out.
So now on the computer, it's beautiful.
After that, you have to have the printer do those things.
That's called pressing a button. You press print, and it prints.
No, we're talking digital printing. Are you talking about that? No, that's if you're doing desktop printing. No, but even if that's digital printers, so what? That you press the button, good, and it prints it good. And what's the other choice? Conventional, where you work with ink, where you have to take first, you have to take the file, create plates out of it. That itself
would be... Oh, no, so if you're in Kram, you're taking plates, or let's say by Swan that you have plates or blueprint, you know, whatever they have, what is it called, those plates. We don't have plates today, but you need to have like one...
No, they still use plates for the most part.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So, yeah, in Kram, that would be another process, and that would be a problem. Well, let's say, let's talk on a practical application of a good example is tefillin, let's say, or parshiyos, or sefer Torah. You're buying a sefer Torah. Now as a concern, they're trying to buy Nevi'im, right? So it's a process that takes a year. By now, and to the end of the year, the price will probably or possibly change. But we're going to lock in the price with the sefer right now. And I want to buy from him parshiyos. My son's getting bar mitzvah in a year, and I'm going to get special, who knows what, from Eretz Yisrael's parshiyos. And therefore, it's going to take a long time till they come. If it comes too quick, you don't feel good. So it has to take a long time to come. And the parshiyos, and the bat until they come, everything till they come. So good, it's going to take a long time, right? So now you want to order these parshiyos. And you're locking in the price now, and these parshiyos do not exist. It's a davar shel lavan. At least they tell you so. Really, he already has the parshiyos. But if you, like I said, if you give it to you right now, you don't push it. He's ma'ana. It's parshiyos. It's enough for ben adam lechaveiro that it's not going to make you feel happy. So he gives it. He makes you wait 3 months till he gives it. But let's say he taka doesn't have the parshiyos on hand, right? And you want to know is do you have a heta to lock into a price? The paiskim bezmanenu discussed this problem. So let's work it out. Let's go through all the tzedakah.
He has another set of parshiyos.
So if he has a different set of parshiyos, and a chanam, you'll have a heta of yeshlei. That's very good. And a chanam, that's good. As long as he has one on hand, and we...
That's not the parshiyos he's giving you. You don't want those parshiyos.
Oh, one second.
You're getting the ones from
Marva. No, I'm thinking. He's talking about, let's say this guy... the same parshiyos. Let's say you want, let's make up a name. You want Rosenberg parshiyos, let's say, right? A mumcha, who knows what, you want his parshiyos. And let's say the guy you're going to has one Rosenberg parshiyos, but he can't give it to you because then he has to give it to somebody else. Because then he has to give it to the guy who ordered from him a year ago. And it's deliverable now. So that he's giving that to someone else. But if he has it, so even though we discussed, it's Kedai Techaza, that Rashi Shita is, that Paikin and Yeshla is only Mutta Pashas, that's Rashi Shita, the Gedulu Chum's Madai from two different Rashis, only if you deliver those Pashas, or one of the Pashas that you have on hand, and if he has to give this to somebody else, it's not going to be a Heta. But we pass him like Taisis. Taisis clears the Shai, at least starts off like Rashi, he ends off, and that's how we pass him. We pass him like Taisis, that Yeshla is a Heta, even if you don't deliver those. So you're right, as long as the guy you go to has one Pashas of that Seifa, that Min, that you only want Rosenberg Pashas, that Seifa, then it's going to be fine, even though he's not giving you those. That would be fine. So that an economy that I'm not discussing, that's an economy is a good head to call the Yeshlag. What I'm discussing is the guy doesn't have any parshiyos. He has to order it from Eretz Israel.
First of all, there's no shahar in parshiyos. Every cipher is different. You want that cipher.
But good. So you want to invoke the head of the Tres Lamosha called Ancient Mosa Yedua. That's fine. But I believe that when you have a shein davar of a seifa, and you can get his parshiyos from a few mechrim, that will bribe Shumasa Yadua. Because Ancient Masa Yadua is, because every single item needs an individual assessment. No two couches are alike then, not when it was mass produced. No two clothing are alike, no two anything are alike. But when you're talking about the same seifa, who has the same handwriting, the same gishmaka style, if you go to this very same mecha, sometimes they'll have five patches of the same seifa, and you could pick and choose, that if you don't want to wait, you know, you can pick and choose from these five, and they're all the same price. Even though bread here, the dalad wasn't so good, it doesn't make a difference. It's this seifa has command that price. And you can determine his price on the market, go to three people who sell parshiyos, and you'll determine a price. So it is Shumasa Yadua. If no one has them, then it can't be too much of a seifa Yadua.
Demand.
So good. So here's parshiyos. You can call a bunch of seifrim, even they don't have in there, all on order. How much does Rosenberg parshiyos command? His parshiyos command $1,200. Okay, good. So that's fine. So we know we can determine our price. So I don't think you could apply the heta of Shumas Yidua. And if you could, and again, if you have an example, I'm thinking, let's say you have a case, you have a seifa mumka, he doesn't have the parshiyos on hand, you got to get them from Eretz Yisrael. What are you going to do? Right now, what do you do? The standard problem. So let's try to work it out. So Granda, really my case, what we're talking about in America, is you're talking to a guy who's not the one who's going to make the parshiyos. So it's a little more difficult. But let's talk about Rosenberg himself. You have an in, a connection, you're going to call Rosenberg himself, he's going to make you parshiyos. But Rosenberg himself doesn't have parshiyos. So everything he made, he already gave out. You're asking him to make the next round of parshiyos. So you're number seven on the list. Mir Tashem will get to you in August.
Even though Rosenberg is beyond to make parshiyos, that doesn't mean
Yeshlois? No, we just said beyond only works if it's Ksarin two malachas, two prophets. So we have to know. So writing No problem. That's one process called writing. That's very easy. But before they do that, what they have to do is they have to take the cloth and cut it down to size, and then they have to make sirtut, mesartit. That's the second process. And then writing already is the third process. So if the person already has...
What,
the cloth?
No. It comes off the behemoth, though.
No, when the sefer buys it. When the sefer buys it. How many lines, how spread apart it should be. But yes, if the sefer, but what happens, let's look around. If the sefer already has mesurta dika cloth, and all he needs right now is to write, so it's very good. So he's only missing one malacha, even though it's a whole avodah. It's very good. He's missing only one malacha. If he already had the cloth cut down to size and it was not misartit yet, so he's missing two malachas. I don't know if that's considered a ksar malacha.
No.
No, because it's nothing to do with the writing itself. If
kind of the thing.
That's a muksha himself, you have to do tshuva before you write as well. If he's missing three malachas, if he didn't cut it down, then that's a problem. And certainly if he doesn't have the cloth yet, that's certainly going to be a problem.
Yeah, and he's right. Sometimes they run out of ink. They have to make new ink.
It's taka eila, then he doesn't have the material. Then you're taka going to have a problem that it's eila. I'm talking about if he has enough ink. No, but if he has to make the ink and make the cloth, that's a separate process, and then you're going to have a problem. Now, let's say he has...
Is this all talking about if you pay money in advance?
100% if you pay money in advance.
Money.
If you don't pay money in advance, if you pay nothing in advance, then we don't have a problem with Paiskin. Yeah. I'm talking about you put down a deposit, and the deposit is... He has access to the deposit. It means it's a halvah. And if you tell me that you don't have the head of the masham, the head of the masham is that if it's just a deposit to convey commitment... But if you give, they need the money.
Sure. You have to I bought my phone without any deposit.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
The day when I pick it up.
Do you feel as good if you would have given a deposit and remember it's locked in and I don't know, you get like a whole.
If I haven't got some money, I give him.
Okay, so in economy, you're right. I'm only talking about if you let's say you order a sefer Torah. Let's talk about a sizable purchase. You're ordering a sefer Torah, it's $35,000. I don't know, but I would assume that the sefer asks for money up front. I would assume so. And I would assume he's asking more than just a nominal 10%. I don't know, I could be wrong.
He's asking, let's say I did a fifth of the sefer Torah, pay me a fifth. So it's for something that's already done.
Okay, that's a good ha'ara, but if you want to invoke that, then you're going to have to, you would have to, l'chaira, say that the fifth that I'm giving you is for... You know, the thing by Asherhu, but I don't think you want that. You don't want that. You want the final product. You don't care if he's four-fifths done. You're not interested in getting a raw product. If you're willing to buy a raw product, fine. Better yet, if you're willing to buy a raw product, I have even a better etzah for you. I have an etzah like this. The person suggests this etzah, and that is, not so easy to do, but that is that you buy all the materials for him, and you own it. Some people would like to do the Mahadra when they do a Sefer Torah because they want it to be their Sefer Torah, whatever it is, and they hire the Sefer, not Batari's seller, but Batari's worker. Batari, he's your Kablan to write a Sefer Torah. The Nafka means that. I can give you a bunch of Nafka. The Marat Fason in Baal Talmud, which we once had, discusses this, that when you order an omen to do something, or it's on to make a piece of furniture, or a cloth, a mezuzah, whatever it is he your prior? Or is he your seller? It means, will it be subject to the dinam of Baal Talan or not? So he says that if you provided all the materials and all you need from him is the labor, so then he's your poil, it's a schiris, so there is Baal Talan. But if you're just ordering to, you know, custom order, but he's providing all the materials, graphics, custom order, we don't give you the paper and the ink, we just tell you we want this and you have to deliver this product, then that's really a seller, and it's not subject to Baal Talan. Well, those halachas will play nafka mina here too, because our halachas of Issa Paiskin is only when we're dealing with a seller-buyer relationship. However, we're dealing with a poyel, a kablan, like I discussed, we have to see in Kufa involved, but when you're dealing with a poyel, a kablan, as long as you make a kinyan that he can't back out, or he starts the malacha right now, then there's no problem of Paiskin. Special had to buy by Kablonim and Poyolim, that they view it like as if the job already was done, and whatever, however you want to touch it up, but there's no problem of Poiskin. So if you're willing to create a new type of structure with these guys, what you can do is buy the cloth and then buy all the ink, or tell them to be makna the cloth and the ink, whatever it is, to, you know, to make a kinyan for you, that you own this cloth with this ink, and then you're hiring them as your poil, and then there will be takamut. You can have a poil, and that won't have a problem of poiskin, but then you should know you will be subject to Baal Tolin. So you have to make sure to pay him on time. And then you also, if you already purchased the material, if something goes wrong with the material, then it's your loss. It's your headache. Right? We're talking about you do a paiskin, it's really the seller's item. So if there's a nanas, he has to give me a different item. He has to deliver me something else. But if you're going to make this kinyan right now and something goes wrong, it's your thing that went wrong. For some reason he messed up Hashem's name and he has to throw out the pasha because he can't fix it. It's a mechikas Hashem, whatever it is. It's your parasha that went under. Now you can start trying to get him out umin shakilkel and get him out shem hesach and mourn him for being makalkel your cloth. But that shouldn't work. You'll be dealing with a different sugya. But if you want to deal with this sugya, a paiskin, it's normal. That's how you deal. So you have to know how much of your mechutz are you mechutz of one malacha.
You can mechayv him to take a chayz on the topic. Like mechayv him like a shoyl.
Make him a shem hesach and be mechayv like a shoyl. I hear. Could be. To work it out, could be you own the cloth, and then, but then you wouldn't be paying him for his malacha, even if you're paying him for malacha. To know why did being makabel the actor achrayis, because you're paying him up front for his pool as well. So if he, depending how much he's asked for, if he asked for only for the price of materials, then that's fine. Then you only purchase material and you didn't give him anything for his malacha, and then shem hesach could be matan lias kashoyel. But if you're paying him up front now for his pool as well, it means you're paying him complete. And with the early payment, that's why you wanted to be makabel greater achrayis. You could still probably be mother because you'll have the head of kafah involved. That is your pile, then you can pay up front and do whatever you want. Look, you might be able to still work it out.
Is it a problem? Let's say not a sort that he's right. He's the guy that's right. He's the third that's filling. It's like the in the middle.
Yeah. Then l'chayy, you don't have the head of schir. So basically, say that when you have another guy, he's only in the middle guy. So he's only your sarsa. So for him, for sure, you don't have the head of poyalim.
I don't know. Why is it a problem of poskim? He doesn't give. Let's say he meets for me as a paladin because I'm the guy off the street who doesn't know who I am. But he deals with his soifer. He doesn't have to give to the paladin for his soifer. It's still a problem.
No, but I'm not dealing with this. I'm dealing with you. So you're committed to deliver a parsha to me, which you don't have. Even if you have the shalyad, you don't have the shalrosh. You don't have the parsha yet. So it's ein loy. And let's say it's lo yotza shar, because even if it be yotza shar, it's not to be gotten, because it's such a great demand. You're mumcha de kasayfa. Yotza shar, it's the market price is around. You can readily available. You can get it by someone else. These parshas, but if it's a parsha that in demand, they're not readily available. So not readily available. You don't have that to yotza shar, and you don't have that to yeshlei. So mamela, you can't lock in a price with him if you're giving him a down payment to lock in the price.
Special price not available.
Sorry?
Because it's not that available.
If it's not available, so then in order to be paiskin, it has to be, we have to see that the kinyan already was chal. If he doesn't have it, then we view the money that you gave was just a halva in advance for a payment later on, means the delivery of the goods. And if by that time the goods went up in price, so you're getting more than you gave. So therefore the chazal asked that even to do such a plika, even to do such a atmach, it's already also, because maybe he's going to be delivering later on goods that are worth more. And the only way to get out of it is if we see the mechira now. The way to see the mechira now is yeshla, if he has it, so we view that the mechira already happened, even though it didn't. Or if it's yotza shar, it's as if it's yeshla, because he could go out and buy it, and it's as if it's yeshla, and as if the mechira already took place. That's parsha pshat, right? So if it's ein loy, like parshas, and it's lo yotza shar, because even if it's yotza shar, it's not readily available, it means he can't get it now, so you can't get it, that's it. So you don't have either hetah, so you can't lock in a price if you're giving money in advance. If you're not giving money in advance, kazintai. But if you're giving money in advance to lock in a price, and it's more than just a down payment to convey commitment, but it's a sizable amount, more than just a commitment, and he needs access to the money, it means it's not you're putting it in escrow. You're not giving a just a post-dated check. You're giving him money now that he could spend right now. So you're giving him a halva. It's also to be paisik, unless you have some other type of ad, and that's what we're looking for.
That he can get it from the soifer for this price, committed, without giving out the money to him. It doesn't mean like yeshla, it doesn't come like yeshla. For sure won't
go. No, what you might have, and I should discuss, is we once had our halacha, in Kuf Ayin Gimbal, and that is that when you're paiskin a cheaper price, normally you're allowed to, if you have a mamish a yeshla, you actually have it, I could buy it off you even for a cheaper price. That's fine. Yeshlo, you could, if I have something, I could sell even for a discount. I could do what I want, right? We had over there a halacha that if you don't have it, but ashroy b'motha, which means that you already contracted out from your wholesaler, so you're expecting a delivery any day now. Is that considered yeshlo or not? The halacha is that that's considered einloy. That's not enough. The fact that you already contracted it from your supplier, that's considered einloy. That's not enough. That's a mufusha gemara. That's all by paiskin bezoya, when you sell it at a discount. Lagabi our halacha, which is a regular straight paiskin, straightforward paiskin. Right now the price is, let's say, $1,000 for the bashias. And all being paiskin is $1,000. If you can just get it from your supplier and have the whole thing, that's not enough, right? Because especially if you learn like the story we mentioned last week, I have to be able to get it, I can't get it. Both have to be able to readily available and get it that week. It's not going to be enough. But if, let's say, which very often is the case, you already ordered from this site for another three sets of parshas, but you know, you're online, so you're going to get it in 3 months now, but you already contracted from this site for these parshas. There, Rabbi Kiva Egan, Kuf Samak Beis, brings down from Matarius Chaim that he wants to say that Ashroi B'matha is a heta for a straightforward psika. Maram Al-Shaka argues. But according to Rabbi Kiva Egan's Matarius Chaim, that will be a nice heta. And he says that this halacha, provided you already paiskin by your supply. If you want paiskin of a supplier, that's not a heta. But if you already paiskin by your supplier, so it's like what we call Ashroi B'matha, you're expecting delivery on it, so that expecting delivery is as if you have it already, it's delivered, and there will be a heter yeshlo. And in your industry, you could have it too. If you already ordered the furniture, and you're expecting delivery, and now you're selling something that you're expecting delivery, so going to Tarius Chaim, that would be motor.
And that's even if the other person is not doing it by heter?
I don't know if that makes a difference.
You have to have some heter also.
Yeah, so we'll his heter. Maybe he didn't give the guy money. Maybe, well, worry about his heter. Maybe the safe is a guy, so you don't have a problem with ribbons.
The safe says this is the price, and I'm not raising the price this whole year. Then it's like...
So we discussed like last week with your furniture, that Pasha, if you know the price is going to be even after the end of the year...
Is it just your price?
No, in a year from now, if I would want to buy from the site for these Pashas, could I buy it at this price?
Well, we don't need it to be a year.
Whenever it's delivered.
It's not going to take him a year to make them. If you know you're getting this Pasha in 3 months...
So if you know by the time of delivery, in 3 months' time, when it's supposed to be delivered, you know that the price will stay the same, then it's fine, and ekonami. But I'll tell you, I'm not so convinced. Maybe in your furniture it's like that, it's more professionally done and rigid. By Seifer, it's more yeshiva shemaisa, and whatever, they want to raise the price, they raise the price. Klaf goes up, they'll raise the price. They stam want to command more for their artistic style, they'll raise the price. Not only that, when they tell you 3 months, you know, it's 6 months, so it has to be really 6 months. It's, you know, they tell you it's 9 months, it's really 18 months. Whatever they tell you, it's really double. So I don't know if you're going to tell me you're going to go out all then. But if you have it, you have it. I have no problem with that. But this would be a nice heta that if you already were paiskin by your guy, then you'll have a heta. Now, once I'm on this topic, I should really point out another halacha, and then I really want to kaparain sifei tonight. The sifei is very short. But one more halacha, if you look in the shaks of Cotton Zion, the shak says that this heta, when you're chasarin beiz melachis, that it's already considered yeshloi, up to beiz melachis. If it's almost finished, it's already considered yeshloi. The shach says, the das ha-taisi, he brings down the taisis, it means he wants a pasuk like the taisis, that if it's chosa tikkun ksas, l'chashvinim lei, we don't blibe it as a yeshloi, k'mo b'yodoi, b'inyun shi'ach ha-lifsak shavahei b'dalet. This new heta, that when it's almost finished, it's only missing two stages, that's already considered yeshloi, that's only for a heta of a normal psika. But if you're getting a discounted psika, which when it's a real yeshlei avada, you can discount to whatever you want, but you're getting a discounted psika, if it's not a real yeshlei, it's raw, you're not fully finished, then you can't have a heta of a discount, of a psika zoila. Just like I discussed before, like the heta I just heard from Rikki Vega, that shrei b'mata doesn't work for psika zoila, only works for straight psika, so to this heta of chasar and two malachas will not work for psika zoila, will only work for straight psika. Now Rashi, the other Rishonim who argue with this, who hold that this heta blibes the Yeshua even for a Ptika Zayla, the Mashmais Arashu like that. And if you look in the Goyin of Cotton Hay, the Goyin says, Afo Piva Chulun, just quotes over the Makaba, says, Sosam Kedas Rashi. The Mechaba, Stimus HaMechaba is mashma, that it's considered a Yeshla even for a discounted price. But then if you say, but Rosh Vataisis hold not like that. So you have to know what the Goyim means to do. Is he mean to argue with the Mechaba? But yo, the Mechaba is passing like Rashi. But the Shach, knowing the Mechaba, Ava Pikein, Paskins like Tesis Lechumra, that this whole heta is only a heta for the regular market price, but the guy is desperate for cash, and he wants to raise capital, and he wants to give you a good price, but he's not finished yet, according to Shach, it's also because the fact that he's only chosa one or two malachas is not enough of a yeshloi to give at a discounted price. Okay, let's hop around one more sif, it's very short. HaPaisik al Ashar, and someone is Paisik on Ashar, Tzarech, this is going back to Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel. When the het is out, Paiskin al Ashar. Tzarek shlo yaviach bedova klum. From the Lokeach's perspective, he can't profit from this deal whatsoever. Because remember we said last week that the het of Paiskin al Ashar is the long decision that the Lokeach could say, you didn't do me a toiva. I could have gone myself to Hini Vashili and purchased it and stocked it and stored it. You, I got nothing from you. There was no taivis of Mamela. We don't see a payback. We don't see any ribbits that you're providing me by delivering me the goods in 3 months' time and holding on to the price and locking in the price. I could have done the same thing. I could have gone to the shuk. Remember, it's Yetzar Shah. I could have purchased it myself now and held it for the 3 months. So Mamela, because of that Sarah, the Gemara says, I have to make sure I don't get any benefit. So therefore the halakhet, HaPetek al-Hashah, it's actually a vik, but of a klum, kegoin. The Gemara is kaishin, minat shalokek, nisim schar, sirsa. I don't have access to that guy. If I would have to try to buy from that guy, I would have to get a sirsa, someone has a connection with him. But you, the seller, of course, you do a lot of business, you can get it from him straight. You're not going to have that sirsa tag on price. And if you're willing to deliver to me without that extra price of sirsa, it's not going to be permissible. Because then you're giving me more than I could have gotten. For me to go straight to Hini Vashili, for me to go straight to the wholesaler, to the manufacturer, I would have to pay more. Or I have to pay a sarsa, a go-between, to do it. So therefore, Tzarek Sheitunhu, I'm going to have to give you that extra price. And so too, Zakti Rash, based on this Gemara, but Tzarek Sheinakala Meicha Chasarin, Shiru'in Leschasa, Lefi Amido, Lefi Azman. When you buy apples or fruit, or wheat, over time, the Gemara says, they diminish. Like, if you look in the Taz, he says, Pish makmas achilis achbarab, the mice get to it, so it rots a little bit. Or mispazeris, it becomes, I don't know, it breaks apart. So you're going to lose something. And the Gemara has a formula for this. The Gemara in Lagavi Shoimrim, in Hamafket, has a formula for this. What's normal for it to go, to diminish over time? So let's say it loses 1% or 2% over time, you're going to have to deduct that 1% to 2%. Because had you purchased it now and stacked it yourself now, you would lose that 1%, 2% yourself as well. So you wouldn't be allowed to take the full price, the full amount, the 100%, or because you could have bought it. If you would have bought it, you would have lost out.
What about storage fees?
So the price can discuss about storage fees. So you want to say maybe he had storage space, but if you have to pay for storage space, some price can today talk and say, maybe you'll have to deduct that. You bothered last week, what am to Achrayis of Oinsin. That the Pnei Yeshua says that's not a problem. Because why am I talking going into the deal? Why am I talking not nuts and buy the stuff right now? I'm not willing to buy it right now because I want it to be your headache. I want you to have the achrayis that if in 3 months something happens that spoils over time, I have you to blame and you're going to have to deliver me other goods. If I would buy it now, that means I'm going to be vulnerable for the achrayis of Oinsin. And Pnei Yeshua is this kasha. I look hurry, I'm getting So he says, the word is that when you look at the deal, remember, this is only Ribbis Rabbanan. He says, as long as you look at the deal is a smooth deal. It's what you paid for, it's what you got. You don't see anything extra in amount, in commas, that's fine. The fact that you are vulnerable and you have the risk factor involved, that he says, we don't see in the actual Mechira. So he says, it's a Zaituk Cheshbin, which may make sense. It's a business guy, and it makes a lot of sense, and everyone understands it. But you don't see delivering more than what you got. As long as you can get those items. Bishloim is the case of the Makaba, I hear Brahm. Sirsa, I wouldn't be able to get it if I didn't pay a Sirsa. Or the other thing that we know it's a standard amount, that it always diminishes over time. So then you can't tell me I would have gotten this 100 in 3 months' time, because 100 in 3 months' time is only 98 pounds. So I don't see it. But the fact that I have risk factors involved, that's Zaitik, he says, and that's not a problem.
What if I get this stuff quicker?
What do you mean? What's the case?
Oh, he pays me up front.
Pays you up front, but you're going to deliver, and
it's the same amount, it's not getting cheaper, it's not getting...
So what's the problem?
I'm giving you a better service, I'm giving it to him quicker.
So that's not really Hilchos Paisim. You want to know Tama, if a guy gives money up front and he's asking for what? I don't know if that's a problem for a kid. You make Gamblech Achille, you deliver it in 2 months rather than 3 months. You kite two things. You want to say that if you pay me later, then I'll give it in three, and if I pay me now, I'll give it into two. But the Mechir is done in two anyway. We had Grada Halacha before like that, that as long as there's no problem with the poiskin, so that's not the problem. The problem is mitzad that I'm selling it to you earlier. So forget, let's say I really have it. And I say, if you pay me now, I'll give it to you in 2 months' time. I'm willing to go through the machine in 2 months' time. If you don't pay me now, and you pay me later, I'm going to give it to you in 3 months' time. I don't know if that's considered a problem. It's a machir. I don't know if that's considered an advantage. I'm giving you more. Here, here I'm giving you something that might be worth more value over time. That's the problem of poiskin. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.